What is going on, Next 90 Nation? Welcome to another episode of the Next 90. I am your host, Nick, and this is the Next 90. Thank you for everybody who has continued to listen. At one point, this podcast was just cranking, and it was getting a ton of downloads, a ton of reviews, a ton of shares, and I stopped. And there was a reason why I stopped. It was strategic. I was going through a period of my life that I sort of had to just disappear into the shadows. And this episode is not going to be about the reason why, but this episode is going to be about the law of momentum and the law of compounding results. So I'm on day 22. I'm on day 22 of my 30-day, what I'm calling reactivation. It's a program that I designed for my private coaching clients and my community coaching clients, my corporate coaching clients, and more so, I designed it for myself, a way to gamify, if you will, my life, that I could just have, you know, daily discipline, and I could have a plan. I could just get up in the morning and not think about what I was going to do. I would have a framework to step into and operate within to get the results in my life. And it's so crazy because it's only been 22 days, but in the past 22 days, a whole new world of possibilities has opened up to me. And I'm seeing things a lot clearer. I'm a lot more confident. And the results, like, they're showing up. They're showing up in my physical body. They're showing up in the way of results in my business. They're showing up in relationships that are being curated and nurtured. They're just showing up. But the reason why they're showing up is because I'm showing up. Is because I'm showing up every single day for myself. For the past 22 days, I've been waking up on average around 4:30, 4:40 in the morning without an alarm clock. Literally the night before I go to sleep, I take my standard issued uniform. People make fun of me because I'm often wearing the same thing. I take my black joggers, I take my running shoes, my socks, my long sleeve t-shirt, and my beanie, and I set it out in the living room. And by doing this, just by doing this, I'm setting my intention and I'm telling myself, I'm getting up. Like, there just is no negotiation in that fact. I'm going to get up. And subconsciously and consciously, I'm programming my mind. I know where my clothes are. I know where they're set up. And I go to bed and I'm like, I will be up in the morning before 5 a.m. And the craziest thing is, for the past 22 days, I have not used an alarm clock. Your brain is the only alarm clock you need. But like, I get up and I just check my work for the day. It's all laid out for 30 days, journal topics, meditation suggestions, workout, gratitude reminders, and then also setting my intention for business. And I don't have to think. And I've been sleeping better. I've literally been sleeping better. I've been going to bed earlier, like with that same intention in mind. And I've been sleeping like through the night. Normally, like, I wake up a couple of times a night. I got things on my mind. And when I look back at why that happens, it's because I wasn't doing the work. I wasn't using the tools that I had access to remove the things from my mind in the way of journaling, you know, setting my business targets and accomplishing them, finding gratitude in my life, physical exercise. Like, they're all connected. Now, this might sound a bit like a broken record, but it's to remind you and to be reminded, right? It's for me to remind you, but to be reminded myself of, like, why all this momentum, quote unquote, suddenly appears. It didn't suddenly appear. It's just like drops of water kind of going into a container. At first, it doesn't do much. But when over time and consistency, those drops of water will fill up that container. So these little micro drops and these little micro doses that you put into yourself every single day, when you look back over the course of a period of time, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, you'll be like, wow, like, no wonder I feel filled. No wonder why I feel full. No wonder why I feel complete. No wonder why, like, I'm getting shit done inside of my life, is because I've just been doing this consistent daily discipline. And going back to the podcast, I was putting out 3 episodes a week. 3 episodes. I'd have 2 short forms and then 1 long form. So I'd have 2 short forms where it's just me jibber jabbering, you know, kind of verbally throwing up on the audience, just talking about the things in my mind, the things in my life, the things that were happening. And then I'd bring on a guest who was operating inside the same framework and belief system that I do about pouring into themselves every single day. And I did that just so you could show, or just so I could show you that it's not like something that just works for me. It's not a man or woman thing. It's not an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur thing. It's a human being thing. As human beings, we're called to work on ourselves every single day. And when I was doing that, I had momentum. People could count on the fact that a show was coming out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I was developing and building an audience. And then that audience was starting to monetize itself. And then life punched me in the face. Literally hit a dark moment inside of my business where everything I had created was threatened and ultimately destroyed. And so I stopped. And quite frankly, I stopped doing the work. I abandoned the very principles that made me quote unquote successful in the first place. And I went off the air for a long time. And like I said, part of it was strategy, and part of it was just psychology. Part of it, I just didn't feel like sharing my pain. I didn't feel like talking. But then the longer I went from getting back on the air, the harder it was to start. And now I find myself at probably a 10th, a 20th of the actual results that I was getting from the podcast. And I sit here pontificating and wondering, like, what would it have been like if I didn't stop? What would it have been like if I would have just, rather than try to avoid my pain, I just ran straight through it? If I just kept talking to you guys and I was sharing in real time, like, what was happening in my life? I mean, I know that it would have drawn the audience in closer to me. I know it would have humanized me. I know it would have, you know, made people feel like, wow, all right, like, this guy is actually practicing what he preaches. Like, if he's going through this shit and he's managing, like, maybe my day's not so bad. You know, because that's all I really do inside of this podcast, is just to provide perspective from the power and the pain that I experience inside of my own life. And just to help you feel like you're not alone. Like, none of us are alone. Our problems seem super unique and complex, but they're not. Like, we all kind of share the same issues. We all deal with self-doubt. We all deal with shame. We all deal with anxiety. We all deal with financial problems, challenges. You know, even some of my wealthiest friends, they have money issues. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're broke. On the contrary, in fact, but they have some serious issues that they face. Like, when you start to build big businesses, like, the cash flow problems, the financial decisions become increasingly more intense. So, you know, it's like, I think it was P. Diddy said, more money, more problems. And it's not necessarily more problems. It's just bigger challenges. So, you know, when you're sitting here thinking about your life and you're looking at where you're at right now, just think about this idea of momentum. Because we have momentum one way or another. It's either upward momentum or it's downward momentum. And the only way to fix that, if you're on a downward momentum spiral, is to start doing something new. The only way to continue to have upward momentum is to have the daily discipline that is getting you that momentum in the first place. And, you know, the law of compounding momentum is super powerful. This is only 22 days, and I'm sitting here laughing to myself, literally laughing to myself, like, why do you overcomplicate it? Why do you try to make life harder than it has to be? It's fairly simplistic, but it's not easy because you have to decide. Like, don't think for 1 minute I'm like stoked to get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning, 4:40 in the morning. Don't think for 1 minute I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I love getting up this early. Hell no, I see my wife. She's all cozy in bed, morning breath, just on fire, just looking all delicious. And I just want to cuddle up next to her and just sleep and stay in bed. My kids, I know they're going to crawl into bed at some point. I want to grab them and snuggle them and hold them and kiss them. I want to just sleep. I want to be a teenager that can wake up at 11 a.m. But I'm not a teenager. I'm a 41-year-old man with 41-year-old obligations. And I've lived too much of my life not at my full potential. And because of that, it's caused heartache. It's caused distress. It's ruined relationships. I've self-sabotaged. And I'm just sick and tired of feeling that way. So I'd rather be tired, quite physically, than tired emotionally, tired spiritually, tired financially. I'd rather sacrifice some sleep and awaken to my dreams than like sit in bed and lie in bed as I lie to myself as to why I'm getting or not getting what I believe I should be getting. And so I just want to bring awareness and perspective to the disciplines that you have, because we all have them. Like, what are you devoted to? What are you ruthlessly committed to? Because you're either ruthlessly committed to your stories, your bullshit, your lies, or you're just ruthlessly committed to your results. And if you look at your life and you're not getting the results that you want, I want you to look at what you do throughout your day. How much time do you waste? What time are you waking up? What are you putting in your body? Like, what's the talk track that happens in your head that nobody hears? Because this is going to reflect in your outer world. And so I'm committed to getting this podcast back on track. I'm committed to actually putting down episodes and just letting my truth speak to those who are prepared to hear it. And I know that we'll get momentum back, but I know it's going to take some time. The analogy I use is that our life, our body, our business, everything that I talk about, it's like this locomotive. It has all the potential in the world. And when a locomotive gets up and running and it's going down the track, it takes miles and miles to stop it. But it is so hard for that damn train to get out of the station. And you think about all the cars that are connected, the caboose and everything that's connected to the train. And it just like, it struggles to get out of the station. And that's what this idea of compounded momentum is. That first day, you might not feel great. The second or third day, you're definitely going to start wondering why you're doing this, because the results aren't going to show up right away. But then all of a sudden, you're going to be like, holy crap. Like, I'm in flow. Things are moving down the track. Like, that freight train is just running at top speed and efficiency. And then it takes a long time for that thing to come to a stop. We might stop on day 30 or day 35 or day 15. And then we don't feel it right away. We don't feel it. And we have this false sense of bravado because we're still gliding down the tracks with the momentum that we created to get there in the first place. And then all of a sudden, that train, our life, our results, our relationships, comes to a screeching halt. And we have to start this process all over again, when all we had to do was merely just take a scoop of coal and throw it in the fire and just keep scooping in every single day, and that momentum will keep up. So I hope all of you have positive and upward momentum in your life. I hope all of you have disciplines and daily rituals that serve you. We all have it. The question is it getting you what you want? Are you a locomotive that's sitting in the station? Are you a locomotive that's just getting started down the track? Are you a goddamn freight train that that is just blazing down the track, taking out everything in its path that will take miles and miles and miles to stop. Please continue to listen. Please continue to share. Make sure that you guys comment and leave a review. It really helps me. And more so than helps me, it might help somebody that needs to hear this message. All right, Next 90 Nation. I'm going to go take care of myself. I'm headed to the chiropractor because this whole body, ooh, man, it's not in its teens anymore. It's not in its 20s anymore. It's not even in its 30s anymore. This 40-year-old body, it needs a little R&R every now and again. But the only reason it needs this is because I'm creating the momentum daily in my life that pushes my body, my mind, my soul, and my business to the ultimate level. Have a wonderful week and continue to own the next 90.